got in your brain, you're in the Nerd's Domain. Come on in, it's about to begin.
Welcome to the Nerd's Domain podcast. In this episode, we review a brand new movie that just came out. It's an immediate movie review.
Hi, everybody, and welcome to Nerd's Domain podcast. This week, we're doing an immediate movie review of Muppets Most Wanted.
Yay!
Yeah.
Noodle arms.
Muppets Most Wanted starring... Johnny, who was it starring?
Ricky Gervais and that guy from that family show that I can't even remember the title of. Modern Family.
Modern Family. Okay.
The dad on Modern
Family. That's where he's from.
Yeah.
I'd seen him vaguely, but I never watched Modern Family, so I didn't place it.
Not Al Bundy, but the other straight dad. It's not Al Bundy. I forget his actor's name.
Okay.
And I'm not going to look up right now.
That's fine.
Yeah.
So, Jesse, since you saw the Muppets, the previous movie to this, right?
No. I got about 20 minutes into it and stopped about 15, actually.
Okay.
It didn't hold my interest. I'm not a big, what's-his-name fan, Siegel?
Jason Siegel
fan. And I didn't... I just felt like they were trying too hard with that. And this one, on the other hand, was a much better affair.
Okay. Johnny, you saw the last one, right?
Yes.
Okay. You want to tell us what you thought about that real quick?
Oh, sure. Yeah, the previous Muppet movie I thought was pretty good. Doesn't quite compare to the, in my opinion, Muppets Take Manhattan is the best Muppet movie. Probably the first one I remember seeing. The original Muppet movie was slow. But the last one in 2009?
11.
11?
Yeah.
Oh, wow.
Was it 11? I thought it was 9.
Anyway, the one with Jason Segel and Amy Adams was a little too focused on the humans involved in the story. That's something that was sort of a departure in that film. The humans played a major portion of the plot, whereas in all the previous ones, they were secondary characters to the Muppets. It was all about cameos before, and then Jason Segel and Amy Adams played major parts in that movie. So I enjoyed it overall. I would watch it again anytime, but it wasn't as good as the ones I remember from my childhood.
No, of course. And Shirley, what did you think of the first Muppet movie?
I thought it was okay. It didn't feel like a regular Muppet movie, but I watched them while I was growing up, so...
Okay. I liked the first Muppet movie. There were some of the songs that I thought were really solid, and I really enjoyed those.
I loved Am I a Man?
Yeah.
Which
is an award-winning song.
It is.
I forget what awards, but
yeah.
One song. So, Jesse, why don't you give us a rundown of the plot for this movie?
For Most Wanted,
yeah.
Without spoilers? We're not spoiling it, are we?
Yeah, without spoilers.
Without spoilers?
Such as they are.
They get...
They.
They is in the Muppets.
There you go.
Are introduced to a guy whose last name is Bad Gee.
Except he only says that one time.
Exactly. Yeah. It's
everybody
bad
else
guy.
Pronounces a bad guy.
And he decides to talk him into going on to a European tour.
World tour.
World.
They just happen to start in Europe.
And only go to Europe.
So, a world tour.
You missed the part where it literally starts seconds after the end of the previous film.
But that's about all of the previous film that has to do with it, thank you.
Yeah, the Walter's included, but yeah.
There were a couple of Muppets other than Walter that were introduced in the first movie. The dragon-y thing guy.
Nope. That was on the old Muppet Show. He was the Phantom of the Muppet Theater back in the day.
Well, I guess I haven't watched those in forever.
If you want to borrow 5 seasons on DVD, I could lend them to you.
Yeah,
I've watched them all several times because of my daughter.
I'm sure it's all her fault.
Your wife
has nothing to do
with
it.
Well, no, we were excited to get them, but then now I've probably seen every episode at least 8 times because of her. So.
Nice. Okay.
Yeah, so the blue dragon-y guy, he was in there. Yeah.
Okay.
The bear
was introduced long before that.
The bear was in Muppets Take Manhattan.
Was he? Oh, okay.
Yeah, because he Fozzie goes and lives with them when they break up in that movie.
That's right.
So, but yeah, the robot was the only other new Muppet.
And he's not new either.
He was from the last movie.
Okay, I get what you're saying. Yeah. I thought he was new in this one.
Yeah, no, there are no new ones in this one.
Are you sure?
Pretty sure. Which one's the...
Constantine?
Yeah, okay. Constantine is technically
new.
I want to say there was another... There was a prisoner that also was new, but maybe I was wrong.
That one... I've seen him in something.
Okay.
Well, and which
one?
The only Muppet prisoner.
There were three or four.
Were there?
The ugly pig from the last movie who was
Miss Piggy
impersonating Miss Piggy was in the prison. The janitor from the second Muppet show, the one that was done in the 90s.
He was on the wall
when Tina Fey stuck her to the wall.
Yeah.
And he said, just do the show. And that was...
Yeah.
So there were some good ones.
So the Muppets get together and go on tour. Is that all you're going
to
tell us?
Well, before we get into spoilers, I mean, you don't want to say that bad guy turns out to be a bad guy or anything.
Yeah.
I mean, that's a pretty big spoiler right there.
No,
go ahead and spoil it and explain the rest of the plot.
Well, shock and behold, bad guy turns out to be a bad guy. And he's actually working with a frog named Constantine, who is in jail in Siberia in a gulag.
Yes.
Gulag.
Yes.
28B. 30. Doesn't matter.
Some number B.
Yeah. The worst gulag in all of gulag history.
And Constantine breaks out. He paints over his mole, which is the only defining feature he has that separates him from Kermit. They slap a mole on him and throw him in the gulag, and then hilarity ensues.
Okay. So what did you guys think? The movie, the music, acting?
I went in expecting a horrible movie. I really was not looking forward to this. That being said, I enjoyed it quite a bit. It felt like a Muppet movie right from the start, which the other one didn't to me. The first song is about how sequels are never as good as the original, which is
great.
That
was hilarious. That was so meta.
And then Rizzo, which is one of my favorite Muppets, complained about the fact that the last movie was it was only about being a new character instead of focusing on characters who haven't had enough time in the limelight yet.
And then him and Robin walked off. Yep.
Because, well, that was after Walter and Fozzie quit.
Yeah, yeah.
Walter, the new character, and Fozzie, in air quotes, quit. And so then Rizzo, who I believe did not even make an appearance in the last movie.
No, he didn't.
I could be wrong. But
I think he was there.
If anything, he may have passed through the background or had one line at most. They used Pepe Le Prawn more than they used Rizzo.
Oh.
Yeah.
Well,
they've been doing that, though, recently. I think since Gonzo had his movie about his origins, he's an alien. We now know he's an alien.
I haven't seen that one yet.
It's a good one.
Yeah, Muppets from Space is actually pretty good.
That's the one, Muppets from Space. Yeah. Pepe Le Prawn and Rizzo are sort of buddies with Gonzo in that movie. But ever since that one, it's mostly Pepe Le Prawn, not so much Rizzo.
Nah.
But I don't believe Robin or...
I don't think Robin's been in a movie in forever.
Robin was in Muppets in Space. But that's the last one I can recall, timeline-wise, that he may have been in.
So...
But yeah, were you done with your comments?
Oh, yes, yeah.
So I also thought the movie was pretty good. I enjoyed the first number. Although the inclusion of the musical numbers was not as seamless as it has been in the past, I kind of want to compare running times to the older movies versus this one to see if they were trying to cram in more plot or if they were just not as well put together. I remember the songs in Muppets Take Manhattan were... They sort of broke. They kind of got in the song. In this one, it was like somebody was taking a cue and the song started.
Yeah.
Like they didn't just start singing. There was a cue. Hey, this is the point where a song starts. So it was more. To me, it seemed more like a variety show with a plot wrapped, in between the songs. So it wasn't as seamless as it has been in the past. But still an enjoyable movie. My 5-year-old was laughing hysterically at everything. It was a big joke. It was a good joke. Like when the lights out scene in the gulag, she had seen that in the preview. But she thought that was hilarious. And then when Constantine was dancing on the Fire Escape.
Oh, yeah.
And Ricky Gervais said, I hate dancing, and then didn't actually dance in the movie. Like, I don't know if Ricky Gervais can't dance, but they showed Ricky Gervais from the bust, from the chest up, and then they would show legs dancing wearing the same pants that Ricky Gervais wore, but they never showed Ricky Gervais dancing.
It's true.
My 5-year-old caught on to that, and she thought it was hilarious that Ricky Gervais didn't dance in the movie.
This was the longest Muppet movie for my quick IMDb search. Everything has been 135 and under, except for The Muppets from 2011, which was 147.
So
this was 152.
Yeah.
So the last hours. Two have been longer by far. Okay. Yeah, it was run around an hour and a half.
Yeah. Well, the I would chop it up to, or I would put that they were really focused on telling this plot, and mm-hmm. their songs were too long. It wasn't blended as well as it could have been.
I did not... I enjoyed the movie overall, but I did not enjoy the first opening number. The song was funny, but I felt like the puppeteering was really jerky and not great. It almost pulled me out of the movie enough that I was upset, but they didn't look right. And I don't know if they filmed it first or filmed it last or if it was a bad day, but the rest of it looked fine. Yeah. Even the CGI stuff, which we'll talk about here in a minute. But the rest of the puppeteering didn't bother me. But that first song really, really pulled me out pretty hard.
I agree, it was a little off, but it didn't bother me as much as it seems to have bothered you.
And the rest of the songs were okay. None of them stuck out. Like, I still, to this day, 3 years later, like, occasionally will sing Am I a Man or Am I a Muppet in my head. Because it's a really good song. There were some other songs from the last movie that were really solid too, and this one just, I don't know, they just didn't have that same heart to them. Maybe all the acting I think was fine. I really enjoyed the Sam Eagle Inspector Napoleon.
Was that what his name was?
Yeah,
I had to step out for a little bit, so I missed.
I only noticed it because it was in the credits. I did like Danny Trejo playing Danny Trejo.
I did too. I thought that was great when they actually called his name.
Well, and it wasn't Danny Trejo as himself. He was playing a character named Danny Trejo, which is kind of it's one of those things you have to watch.
Yeah.
Tina Fey was fine.
She was funny.
Yeah.
I liked how they wouldn't let her sing.
Yeah. I was a little worried when she was the Russian character because I wasn't sure she could pull it off, but she did pull it off quite well.
It was super comical, stereotypical Russian, but I thought it was pretty funny. Yeah. And Ray Liotta.
Yeah.
And who was Big Papa? Did you still have...
I don't know if I have that one up, but I can look real quick.
Yeah. He was good, too. Again, playing super stereotypical Russian if he's not of that.
It was Jean-Pierre Napoleon.
I have no idea who that is.
That was the inspector.
Oh. Played by the guy from Modern Family.
Yeah. I'm trying to find him. Because the Prison King... was Jermaine Clement.
Yeah, still.
He was in Rio. He was in Men in Black 3, Despicable Me. He's been in a bunch of stuff. It's just, I'm not sure it's something we would notice him from.
Yeah, I didn't recognize him, but he was funny too.
He was Jerry the Minion in Despicable Me.
Oh boy.
Clearly that's important. Did you guys enjoy all of the cameos? The quick cameos?
Yeah.
I didn't recognize the younger kids.
We had some of the same problems.
Like the... Well, it's not really... Well, I guess it's kind of spoilers to get into the one of them. But are we in spoilers now?
You're fine.
Okay, well... there's not a lot of spoilers here because it's a Muppet movie and the plot's pretty thin. Constantine replaces Kermit.
Mm-hmm.
And Miss Piggy is for some reason, I don't know what this is all about, but Miss Piggy's still asking Kermit to marry her. They apparently dissolved their marriage from Muppets Take Manhattan, where she replaced Gonzo with a real priest, and they actually got married legally.
Hmm. Well, can Muppets really marry?
Well, that they're, you know, people don't notice a difference.
Yeah,
between humans and Muppets, unless they say you're a frog or whatever, they don't really pay attention to Muppetdom versus human.
Yeah.
So anyway, they were married in that by a real priest, so why they're not married now, they never really touched on, which bothered me throughout all of the movies.
I just kind of assumed she wanted a more willing, though it's just barely more willing.
Yeah, but I mean, in the they talk about how they're separated in the previous one with Jason Segel. Yeah, but they don't say whether it's they're divorced or what happened. They're not together. And like I said, in Muppets Take Manhattan, they are married because she gets a real priest.
This, in my mind, brings up way too many deeper.
It does. It's too
meta.
It's too meta.
I'm not saying we shouldn't ever talk about it, but like, they're not people.
But they are.
But are they?
They're
because they the way they're because treated. They acknowledge that in the last movie, if we want to stick to solid, that they are different things. One is a man. The other. Is a Muppet.
Right, but it's...
And that means different
but
things.
But they're clearly sentient. I mean...
Yeah, I don't... Well, most of them.
Most of them, yeah.
The veggies, we could argue.
And the ones, the guy that hits the little puffballs with a hammer. I don't know if the puffballs qualify as sentient, but...
And clearly their children, their babies, are super intelligent.
Yes.
Yeah.
I just... Like, there's a lot of questions. And, and can they, in fact... Well, and we have puppets... From space.
Muppets.
Well, but, I mean, there are these creatures from outer... Like, aliens. So are they all aliens? Maybe?
Maybe.
And they can obviously interbreed. Because we've seen the children cross in this
That was all a dream. That was potential.
That was not what I was expecting.
The pink frog and a green, pink frog and a green pig are shown in this movie.
That's where you get your green eggs and ham.
Yes.
Yes. I don't know. Maybe that was... part of a stage show? I don't remember the ending to Muppets.
In Muppets Take Manhattan, they were putting on a stage show. Kermit loses his... gets amnesia for a little bit, and then they bring him back at the last second. Now that I've just said that out loud, Muppets Most Wanted is basically Muppets Take Manhattan in Europe.
Yeah.
Kinda. And a lot of parallels there. Anyway.
The Muppets was the same as the Muppet movie in a lot of ways. It was getting the gang together.
Well, they were getting together. Then in the Muppet movie, they were getting back together. In the,
I agree.
So there are parallels.
If the next one is all about stealing something, the Great Muppet Caper.
Yeah.
I don't remember which order those go in, but yeah, if they
Caper's
do,
the, Caper's a third.
Yeah. So yeah. Anyway, Constantine tricks Piggy into marrying him, or not tricks, but. Says yes, and she's weirded out by that. But anyway, the kid that's running the flower delivery company, he was somebody because they put him in the end credits next to Taylor Swift.
Yeah.
And then the girl that threw the newspapers off
was
of the,
Hit Girl.
Is that who that was?
Yeah.
Was it?
Shirley called that one out.
I missed that.
So.
And then they had a ballerina in one of their shows. I forget which. I have no idea who that is. Remember she was dancing.
Yeah.
I liked Usher being an Usher.
That was funny.
Yeah.
Usher and P. Diddy or whatever he goes by.
Sean Combs.
Is he Sean Combs
Sean
now?
Sean Combs.
Okay. I didn't pay attention to what he goes by nowadays.
Whatever.
Wasn't he something Lion at some point?
No, that's Snoop Lion.
That was Snoop Lion.
Oh.
Wow.
What else? Lady Gaga was in the beginning.
With Tony Bennett.
My wife turns... Even though she's wearing an apron,
that says
Gaga on it.
And the other one said Tony?
Yeah, she's got the big glasses and the hair and the weird dress. She sings to one of the Muppets, and my wife turns to me and goes, who the heck was that?
Well, and so when it said Tony, I was like, that's got to be Tony Bennett, right?
Yeah.
I wasn't positive.
Oh, well,
at
I knew
least I kind of maybe knew.
Yeah.
Did you guys like the reference to the Seventh Seal?
Yeah.
Yes, that was hilarious.
That was great.
That was awesome.
They're trying to decide what to do on their... European tour, like what to do next after the success of their reunification or whatever, and the Swedish chef in his suggests
that would be Swedish.
I don't.
He's clearly the Swedish chef and clearly speaks Muppet Swedish.
Muppet Swedish. That's how we should designate it. He suggests doing a introspective.
Introspective look at faith and religion.
Yeah, about a man wrestling with his faith and religion in a crazy world, and they do the whole Grim Reaper playing chess with the Swedish chef scene, It was funny.
I'm kind of glad we saw Seventh Seal before that. This,
yeah, because so I would have got like, the joke.
I mean,
there was, that's the thing for the Bill and Ted's Bogus Journey thing.
Right, that's what I would have done, too.
And there was clearly, like, there was a reference to Shawshank Redemption.
Yeah.
He dug the hole behind the
poster. And when Constantine breaks out of the gulag, he comes up out of the water, but he's all dirty.
That's true. That's true.
But, yeah, there's... Like I said, there's not a lot of spoilers, but...
Well, I mean, it's a Muppet movie. We know the Muppets are going to win.
It is, yeah.
Honestly, I enjoyed a lot of the jokes. Shirley and I laughed quite a bit. It wasn't a bad movie, but I just don't feel like it stood up next to the Muppets.
No.
Or the Muppet movie?
The Muppet. It was called The Muppet Movie, and then you have to put the 2011 behind it, because...
Yeah,
the original Muppet movie is the Muppet movie.
Yeah, see, I thought this was a lot better.
Like you didn't said, finish the other one, it doesn't count.
It didn't... I don't think Walter is a necessary part of the team. Everybody in the Muppets is an exaggerated character. Walter is a normal person.
He's an exaggerated normal person. That's the thing. Yeah. I agree with you that everybody in the Muppets in one way or another exaggerates exactly who they are, including Sesame Street, because they do that there too.
Yeah.
But Walter is an exaggerated person that's quote-unquote normal, but that is a giant super fan. And you missed a lot of that in this one. All you saw was the watch that he wore with Kermit on it. But the fact that he's a super fan, that's what makes him a Muppet.
Okay.
And I think they essentially say that in the last movie.
Well.
Give or take.
I mean, also the fact that he is made of felt and.
Well, I mean, like if we're going to be racist, sure.
Yeah. So, yeah. I mean, he is a Muppet who's raised by humans in a human town where there are. No other Muppets, as I recall.
Yeah.
Of any sort, not even animals.
No.
You know, no birds or pigeons sitting on the wire.
Pigeons are birds.
Well. Yes, chickens. Chickens was the word I was going to go with. Nothing Muppet related in his hometown. So, like, he has this, like, what am I kind of, like, you know, like, he's 3 feet tall and he can't go on the roller coaster rides in his hometown at the county fair and stuff like that. So it's I don't know, it's weird. But this one just doesn't. Did the Great Muppet Caper have musical numbers?
I don't remember.
It's been so long since I watched
it. I think they all
it.
Have some. No, I'd be surprised if it didn't have at least
not
something.
True. Christmas Carol didn't.
Yes, it did.
Did it?
Yeah. Not many pronounced, but it had a few songs.
I wouldn't say it was a musical by any stretch, but
Other than the intro sequence for Muppets from Space, I don't remember any other musical numbers in that.
When he meets,
so at the very end,
when he goes into space, they do the psychedelic fish, space fish. That there's a song in that.
I guess there is that,
and then there's a song.
Maybe
it's
just less.
Yeah,
maybe that's the difference.
Yeah, and I mean I didn't count
because this felt like a musical.
Right.
Period.
Right. I agree.
So.
It's just they had that, like I said, my problem was when they started a song, you were like, okay, there's the cue, a song is about to start, and the next line was sung to you.
Yeah.
Whereas in what I remember from Muppets Take Manhattan, they just sort of get into the songs, and it's not a break, here's a song, here's a musical number.
Yeah.
So what's everybody's favorite Muppet movie then?
I love Christmas Carol. I could watch that every day of Christmas. And I don't even, like, I'm not the biggest Christmas fan, but Christmas Carol is so solid. What's his name? The guy.
Plays Scrooge?
Yeah.
I forget, but yeah.
Man. Alfred is really good in it. From Batman Begins, or Batman.
Yeah,
Batman Begins and Dark Knight Rises. It's Alfred.
Is he Ebenezer?
I think so.
That's
positive.
Yeah. Mine is Muppets Take Manhattan, in case you haven't picked that up from the 15 to 18 times I've referenced it so far.
Michael Caine.
Michael Caine.
Sorry, go ahead.
What was I saying? Oh, yeah, Muppets Take Manhattan. I got all the references in that. Like, I knew who all the cameos were. I blame it on the fact my mom watched Nick at Night, and I probably saw some old shows that people were involved in. But I got all those cameos. I knew who everybody was. Mm-hmm. And I believe it was the first one that I really remember enjoying. Okay. I believe I saw the first Muppet movie.
It's slow
before
though.
I was freaked out by the Colonel Sanders looking guy who wanted to start. Kermit to
Doc
be the Doc Hopper.
Yeah,
who wanted Kermit to be the spokesperson. I was freaked out by him and the giant animal. That seems to be triggering some nightmarish memories, whatever.
The car lot.
Not Sweetums.
Okay.
At the end of the original Muppet movie, Animal drinks.
Oh, that's right. Yeah.
Beaker and Bunsen make a growth serum, and Animal drinks it and chases the bad guys off. And for some reason, I remember having nightmares or feelings of nightmares about that scene. So I was probably too young when I watched it, or it had something traumatic happen to me. But yeah, Muppets Take Manhattan. Although I like Christmas Carol.
Yeah.
As my number two, close behind.
What about you?
I really liked Muppet Treasure Island.
That's also
a
good one.
I am a massive fan of Treasure Island.
Okay.
And it's one of the few stories out there that actually gets the friendship between Hawking and Long John Silver even close to being correct.
It
and
does it real well.
It
yeah.
does it real well. And I like Tim Curry, despite everything he's done.
Agreed.
He
made the movie,
yeah.
Tim Curry.
Yeah. I forgot that was Tim Curry until just now.
Yeah, I think it was in my top 10 movie list, but if it wasn't, it was real close to the top 10.
So, kind of side thoughts. I saw on Facebook this thing where you could tell a person's personality from the movie that they remember Tim Curry in. Like, the movie. So for me, it's Clue, because that's Tim Curry. Also, it's but that's only because it terrifies me, and I keep having to try not to remember that he's in that movie, because that scares the crap out of me.
So what does it say about someone?
Just kind of your...
Just gives you a
kind
general...
of who you're at, yeah.
See, if we hadn't started talking about him,
that's fair.
Well, because for me it was Clue, Muppet Treasure Island, and Rocky Horror Picture Show were the three that came to my mind. You were talking about them, so all three of those movies were in my mind.
That's fair.
So I can't write at this moment.
No, that's fair.
The first one, unfortunately for me, is Rocky Horror Picture Show.
No.
It is the first movie I ever watched.
You can enjoy bad movies.
Adults.
That's okay.
It is not a bad movie. It is the best musical in the world.
In the world?
In the world.
In the world.
I have to disagree with you on that. It is good. It is good for being bad.
It is good for being great.
I will watch it whenever anyone's like, hey, we're watching Rocky Horror. I will sit down and be like, I'm in.
If I
have the time.
I really hope our Kickstarter backers don't listen to this, because they will make us watch Rocky Horror Picture Show just to...
I'll do it. It was horrible.
Well, at least two of the people at the table here have paid into the Kickstarter.
Yeah.
So...
I'm making you watch another.
Oh no!
We
already gave me a list.
Yeah,
movie
Watership Down.
That's right.
Just keep in mind, it's a PG movie.
I don't really want to watch it. I really don't have any interest in watching it.
I can get you a copy on Blu-ray.
I really. I don't want to see it in high definition. So speaking of our Kickstarter, real quick, since we're here, we have funded successfully 153% or something of our total. So that means two tables, and we're getting prints ready and getting everything set up. So if you did back us, we appreciate it. We will, in the next couple of episodes, start thanking our contributors by names that they have given us as soon as I get all of the responses back. Jesse.
Huh? Oh, I sent mine in.
Did you?
Yeah, it said final.
Okay.
So yeah, I stuck with Watership Down.
Okay, that's fine. We will get to that, where we've got some work to do, but then we will be at IndiePopCon on May 30th through June 1st here in Indianapolis. If you live within a couple hours drive, I might suggest checking it out. I know it's a bit of a drive, but if you're in Chicago or Cincinnati or even St. Louis or Louisville, you're well within the area that I would suggest coming to this.
Well, it is the first year. We don't exactly know what to expect, but it does look pretty good from what I've read about it.
They just signed the Seventh Doctor.
Ooh, that's cool.
So Hodor will be there.
So, because they signed the Seventh Doctor, Hodor
will
be there.
I'm just saying.
That sentence,
who was also Radagast.
Yes, but the
Hodor
way you put that sentence together,
so
I was
Hodor,
confused
yes,
for a second.
Yes,
Hodor is a big doctor.
I was like, wait a minute.
Wait, you didn't
Hodor was a doctor?
You didn't know that the guy that played Doctor Who, the Seventh Doctor, was also playing Hodor?
Yeah, that totally blows my mind.
I might have to watch Doctor Who now.
It's not true. Joel from MST3K. Mr.
Oh, really?
Will be there.
Wow.
While I understand what you're saying, that we don't know how it will be, every interaction I've had with them has been exceptionally organized.
Yeah.
They also went to the Comic-Con and saw all the things that could have been done better.
Yeah.
And are already on top. I sent them an email and said, this is what I saw. I don't know if you saw this. And they were like, yeah, we saw all these things. We are already on top of it. Yeah.
Good.
They're all about signs, which I don't know.
Signs. Oh, to identify the booths.
Yeah, there were no signs outside for where to go to get tickets, anything in Indie PopCon. We'll talk about that later, I'm sure.
Yeah. You mean Indie Comic-Con?
Yes.
Yeah. A coworker of mine went on Sunday, and he has a horror story that I could share, but we don't want to badmouth the Comic-Con. No. It was the first year.
Yeah.
That only gets you by so much, though. It really...
Different. If you want to know more about Indiana Comic-Con, you can read about it on our site when I finally put up my editorial, probably Tuesday or Wednesday of this week, describing what I saw and what I experienced, having not actually gone inside the exhibit hall because it was sold out at 1.
Yeah, that's basically...
So, that said, if you would like to go to Indie PopCon, or you have any interest in buying tickets... You can go to our website, and on the right-hand side, there's a little link that will take you straight to buying tickets, and will get us a little bit of credit for it. We don't actually get any money, but we can use the credit we get to buy tickets and shirts and that kind of stuff for the convention. So we'd love to get our extra people in. We'd love to win tickets or earn tickets so that we can give them away to our listeners as well. So if you get a chance to go over there and click on that, that would be great. And that will be the end of our little
Kickstarter commercial. Indie PopCon commercial.
So, the movie was good.
Yeah.
I think everybody enjoyed it, at least. Jesse, I really think you need to go back and watch the last one. It speeds up. It does. And I will agree with you that without watching that movie, Walter seems really dumb.
But he didn't seem that bad. As bad as I thought it was going to be.
And you don't like Jason Segel?
I don't like Jason Segel.
So you don't like How I Met Your Mother?
I got through like 4 seasons. I forced my way through it. He was definitely not what I was watching it for.
Okay, fair enough. I still think that it's a good that one's a good movie. This one builds off of it.
Yeah.
So
I thought this was a good movie. It wasn't necessarily a good Muppet movie. When compared with the other Muppet movies, it's hard to rank up against
easy there because there are some made-for-TV Muppet movies that are terrible.
The Wizard of Oz.
They're very, very Muppet Christmas special.
I don't remember if I've ever seen that.
You don't want to. It has enough sexual innuendos in it that it makes it dirty and wrong.
So why don't I want to watch this?
Because it's the Muppets.
Oh, yeah.
I mean, it's the thing that should be doing it. Yeah, it just felt really, really wrong.
I kind of want to watch it just to see how bad it is.
Yeah.
Just because you keep talking
about it. Kind of like the Star Wars special.
Surely she might let you borrow it.
Yeah.
Because we bought it and watched it once, and she was pretty upset. And for good reason. It was wrong.
Yeah. Muppet Wizard of Oz is not a whole lot better.
Yeah.
It has Brandy in it, I want to say.
Yeah.
And she does a transformation into Kelly Osbourne in the City of Oz.
Just for a second.
She needs a new look because she goes in her waitress outfit, and she needs a new look to meet the wizard. So she goes through the transformation machine, comes out as Kelly Osbourne, and they were like, "We're thinking more of a Brandy look, not so much Kelly Osbourne." So Kelly goes back in, and Brandy comes back in.
Yeah, Whoopi Goldberg plays God.
I have seen that movie. Doesn't she sit down on a? Like in a square or a roundabout and with Kermit and give him a pep talk.
Yeah.
It's been a long time. I think I've only seen it the one time.
Yeah, you're not missing much. So, out of 5, what do you think, Jesse?
I give it about 3. It's a little above average. It's not a bad movie. I enjoyed it.
Okay.
It was worth the money.
Johnny?
I'd also go with a 3. It's not the best Muppet movie ever, but it's a solid entry. Like I said, there's one movie I would put it above, and The Wizard of Oz, Wizard of Oz. And then if the other one, the other Christmas one you're telling me about is as bad as you say, it's definitely above that.
Yeah.
I have a hard time placing it against Muppet Caper and the original one since it's been so long since I've seen those. But,
yeah.
And I've been sitting here trying to decide where I would put it versus the recent...
Yeah.
Or the one that this is most wanted as a sequel for.
That's The Muppets. It's not the Muppet Muppets movie, it's The Muppets.
Okay, well, The Muppets.
Yeah, so.
I'm not sure where I would put it, over or under. Like, they're very the same, in my opinion.
I would disagree with you there. I would say this is probably a 3. I think The Muppets is at least a 4. I think the musical numbers are better.
Oh, yeah.
I think the storyline is more human-centric, which kind of knocks it down on my end. But it still held the same heart that every Muppet movie should have. And I think that the music numbers in this one just weren't good. And that, honestly, I hate to say it, but in Muppets Most Wanted, that opening Muppet number and how jerky it was, that kills it for me. And that brings it to an average movie for me instead of being above average. It's just a 3. If that first sequence had actually been well done and very seamless, that might push it to a 3.5 or a 4. But I started off in a movie and it kicked me right immediately with, wow, this is badly done. And that's not a way to start a movie at all. So, it's my opinion. So
I didn't see it. I mean, it did look a little rough, but yeah, it wasn't as bad, in my opinion. So
I didn't even notice, because yeah, I was enjoying the song. I like the songs in this one.
The songs were fun.
I like the first one, and I like the one about the one Miss Piggy was complaining about not liking something she was getting.
Yeah. She always wanted to marry Kermit, but then when he gave in, it was weird. I didn't care for the Constantine one where he went to the disco. Like, that one was bad.
Disco. Oh, yeah, where he was being the cool guy or whatever.
Yeah, and doing he puts all on that. The white shirt and accepts the proposal.
Yeah.
Or proposes to Piggy, and then he's like, I'll give you, do you want an armadillo? I'll give you that, and I give you that, and I give you that.
But it felt very baddish.
Yeah, it was a bad guy. He was a creepy bad guy, but it was, I didn't care for it.
An underhanded sort of thing, though.
Yeah.
All right. Well, I think that does it for us. Our next review will be Captain America in
2 weeks.
Is that right? Yeah, that'll be 2 weeks. If you're looking to hang out with us, which clearly you're not, because we haven't met you yet, but we're really awesome, we promise. If you're looking to hang out with us, Shirley and I are at Game Paradise in Fountain Square in Indianapolis every Thursday. We teach games there. This coming Thursday will be Gamma World, and now Johnny's jealous because he doesn't get to go.
Yeah.
It's Gamma World. It's fun. But after that, we're going to be teaching a bunch of other stuff. You can check on our website. Click on the link that says want to play games with us on the side, and that will show you what we're playing, what's going on with us and with Game Paradise. On the 5th of April, we are going to be in Columbus, Indiana. You probably haven't heard of it, but it's not a great big town. But they're having a small little convention. It's part of a senior project to raise money for a charity, and I can't remember which one it is. But you should come check it out. We will have a booth there. We will be selling our prints, and hopefully be selling our prints, assuming we can get them back by then. And maybe selling shirts, but I doubt it. But we will be there greeting fans and talking to people. And
what's the date on that again?
April 5th.
April 5th.
So, and then after that, we will, of course, be at Indie PopCon, where we will have not only a booth, but a panel.
Oh, yeah.
which will be exciting. We also may be part of a Q&A about podcasting with some actual podcasters, not just us. Some people from the Hammer and Nigel show, and maybe from Crit Confirm, and I think there's somebody else. Maybe. Crit
Confirm.
Maybe. I backed their Kickstarter to get to Indie PopCon there. Yeah. And then maybe, just maybe, Christian Narn might be on that panel as well, which would be kind of awesome.
Does he do podcasts?
Yeah, he has a podcast of his own.
Oh.
So. And then after that, we will be... Well, we won't be there, but yeah, you can go ahead and talk about that.
Okay.
I'm sorry, I'm thinking of the places we'll physically be. Yeah. That's why it didn't leap out of me.
Well, I didn't want to interrupt, but no, apparently go ahead. I did. Anyway, so I am going to guest as on another podcast called Nerd Parents from the Frog Pants Network. You've heard us talk about the Frog Pants Network. If you visit our site, which you totally should, you can read my review of Nerd Parents and how great Nicole Spagg and the rest, her other two hosts, Carrie and
you
Sam.
Should remember their names before.
I was trying
there
to remember their last names, yeah, but I don't know if Carrie actually puts her last name out there.
Yeah.
And Sam Jane, I know she doesn't either. So anyway, they do a great show. It's all about raising children in a modern age, and the perils and pitfalls of technology, and going with what doctors say. They've had some really interesting shows. And then I'm going to... We're recording on April 2nd. I believe the shows go up a week after they record, because that's a Wednesday. And then the show goes out on the Frog Pants Network on Wednesday.
Okay.
So if you want, we'll be recording at 10 a.m. What time zone is Arizona in right now?
Are they Mountain? Pacific.
They're in Pacific. Whatever time zone Arizona is in right now, 10 a.m. that time.
Oh, if they live stream that, then they put it up the same day. I think it goes up the same day it gets recorded.
Okay, well, I hope that's true. I don't remember. Nicole was sick. That's what's throwing me off. Okay. I wasn't paying attention to, because she shows up on the morning stream in the mornings. On Wednesday mornings, does her recommendals, and then they do the Nerd Parents show. So yeah, it must go up same day.
Yeah.
So April 2nd, look for me on Nerd Parents. It's in the morning out west, afternoon here. So you can listen to it live and jump in the chat room. That's potentially a lot of fun. I've never done it.
It can be fun. It's more fun to watch other people be kind of
goofy.
Yeah.
Yeah. That's what I'll be doing.
And then coming up at Gen Con, assuming that everything gets approved, we haven't heard official approval yet, we will have, I don't see any problems coming up, honestly, we will have a very unique experience running a Call of Cthulhu game for, I want to say, 32 to 35 players, hopefully, with the designer of the module, as well as some people, the three guys from the Friends of Jackson Elias podcast, and we also have a panel on podcasting at... Gen Con. Surprising, like...
Oh, as really?
We're going to do the same panel.
Oh.
Assuming it gets approved.
Assuming, again, that it gets approved.
The only thing really getting in the way of that is just how many people want to do them.
Yeah, yeah. But I'm waiting to hear back from that. I think it's like mid-April when that gets finalized and the book gets sent out or gets set up. So as soon as that gets approved, we'll let you know for sure. But I think that's about it. So thanks for joining us. You can find us on Facebook and Twitter, and we'll talk to you guys real soon.
And that's it tonight for us on the Nerds Domain podcast. You can always send us an email at nerdsdomain@gmail.com or catch us on Twitter. Matt is at Quiet. Scott is at @BigDaddyT_. Johnny is at Fool's Mask. Justin is at J_Kimmett. And Shirley is at SNED70 or the website at Nerds Domain. You can also find us on Facebook at facebook.com/nerdsdomain. We want to thank John Shop for our music. If you'd like to help us out, head over to the website and buy something through our Amazon link. It's the same price you always pay, but a little bit comes back to us. If you enjoy our podcast, we encourage you to give us a review on iTunes and let us know what you think. We also have t-shirts available over at slashloot.com at tinyurl.com/ndshirts. We'll talk to you real soon.